Shelley Fraser-Mickle has a remembering for us today about that most summary of inventions, ice cream.
Probably nothing tiptoes through a child's life as sweetly as a relationship with ice cream. I personally can't remember the first time I ate ice cream, but I can remember all the different shapes it took, such as the round scoops holding up the toppings in sundaes, and the lumps on the bottom of a bubbly froth in a milkshake, or the heaps sharing top billing in a bowl with a banana. It was invented in Italy in 1559 when some guy on the street discovered that ice and salt made a freezing combination that would turn milk cream into something that could make a human purr. In 1782, it was served in Philadelphia by a French envoy. In 1813, Dolly Madison handed out bowls of ice cream at the inauguration of her husband. Then in 1846, the hand crank freezer was invented. It was then that whole families gathered together to crank ice cream for hours, starting out with the smallest kids cranking first, then moving on to uncles and fathers with Popeye forearms who could get the hard cranking done near the end. Throw in a handful of strawberries or peaches, crank some more, and heaven was only a minute away. When the homemade ice cream was scooped out, whole extended families could be heard purring. In 1904, the ice cream cone was invented, but it was during the years of Prohibition that the sales of ice cream really went bananas. Then in 1920, the Good Humor Bar made an appearance, which led to the Good Humor Truck. And that takes me to the most vivid and lasting memory I have of my relationship with ice cream. It is a day in July, hot as blue blazes. I am inside the house sorting laundry, for now I am a mother myself. My son is 3, and in the far distance we hear what sounds like bells. A second later, we are sure that what we hear is the up-and-down melody, like a calliope in a circus. Suddenly my son screams, "It's coming, it's coming!" He and I run through the house, tipping up piggy banks and bowls, and emptying out the bottom of my purse to collect a handful of change. We then run to the side of the street where my son's 3-year-old feet begin dancing like raindrops in the grass. Suddenly, the ice cream truck makes an appearance at the end of the street. I have to admit, every time this happened, that old tune, "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, Coming for to Carry Us Home," moved through my mind. For the sight of that ice cream truck coming toward us was a clear promise that heaven was on its way.